Well, they were trying to prove that the same bullet that hit Kennedy first was the one that hit Connally. Went through him and through his hand, his bone, into his leg, and everything else. Just a lot of stuff there. I couldn't hear all the evidence and cross-examine all of them. But I did read the record, and so I just, I don't know. I was the only fellow there that didn't practically that suggested any change whatever and what the staff had got up. The staff business always scares me. I like to put my own views down. But we've got you a pretty good report.
Well, what difference did it make which bullet got Connally?
Well, it don't make much difference, but they said that that they believe, that the commission believed that the same bullet that hit Kennedy hit Connally. Well, I don't believe it.
I don't either.
And so I couldn't sign it. And I said that Governor Connally testified direct to the contrary, and I'm not going to approve of that. So I finally made them say there was a difference in the commission in that. Part of them believed that wasn't so. And, of course, if a fellow was accurate enough to hit Kennedy right in the neck on one shot and knock his head off the next one when he was leaning up against his wife's head and not even wound up, well, he didn't miss completely with that third shot. According to that theory, he not only missed the whole automobile, but he missed the street. Well, the man's good enough shot to put two bullets right into Kennedy. He didn't miss that whole automobile.